Back on the Big K Morning Show and connecting with Pittsburgh Business Times reporter Paul Goff, who joins us back by telephone. We have this new video ability to have you, if you're watching on our stream at kdkradio.com, you can see some of our guests, which is kind of technologically cool. But in the meantime, if you take some hits, you know, because of the Wi-Fi or whatever, we'll go the old-fashioned way and just talk to Paul on the telephone. Hey, Paul, welcome back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Larry, I'm sorry about that. I thought I was home and had a good internet connection. I guess I don't.
Well, no worries. Meanwhile, back to the story of the two flights of the top 10 most turbulent are out of Pittsburgh International. So you mentioned people may be surprised. Pittsburgh to Charlotte. Obviously, Charlotte is a hub, so a lot of people out of here fly there.
Yes, and I've done that myself. And actually, interestingly enough, number two, the second one out of the top 10 that's in Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh to Raleigh. So not really that far away from Charlotte, going in the same direction.
Why would that be? Of all the places in the entire country, I'm curious, what kind of answers do they have for why these two would be the most turbulent?
Well, the website didn't mention it at all, and I tried to reach them, and they didn't come back to me from Sweden. So I came here and called some meteorologists, and what they said is it's a complicated issue. Part of it has to do with the Appalachian Mountains, because you're flying over those when you come out of Pittsburgh and go to either Charlotte or Raleigh. And then also it could be clear air turbulence, or perhaps there were thunderstorms on the route. This is an average. So every flight isn't turbulent, but there's turbulence perhaps on every flight. And I think, you know, Larry, I don't know if you've flown to Charlotte, but there's
many
a couple
times.
Bumps when you leave Pittsburgh International and you're about 50 miles or so and you start reaching the mountains down in West Virginia, you're liable to get some turbulence.
Yeah, you start bouncing around. Yep. That's interesting, though. I still find it fascinating with all the different, you know, many climates around the country, that this one in particular would be an issue. And that's what, 589 miles between Pittsburgh and Charlotte. And that's the second highest amount of average turbulence for a flight for the entire year last year. And only Nashville to Raleigh, Durham was higher. And this, what is this place out of Sweden? What is the name of the Turbly.
It's a website. They've been doing it for a little while. It looks like to be a one-person show where they basically, the gentleman that does this analyzes the route, analyzes the air pressure, the weather en route. Again, it's average. So, but what's interesting is Pittsburgh International Airport isn't one of the most turbulent airports in the country. In fact, no place here on the East Coast is. What they consider airport environment would be about 60 miles in a radius around an airport. So airports like Portland, Oregon, that's number one, Denver, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Reno, Seattle. What do all those have to do with each other? Well, a lot of them have mountains around them. And that's another example of what can cause turbulence when you're going into an airport. What Pittsburgh rates high on, at least in terms of Charlotte and Raleigh, are turbulence en route. So not necessarily when you take off or whether you land, but in between when you're up at altitude in the jet stream.
Yeah, you're going north and south over the mountains, plus you're cutting through the jet stream. So
that's exactly right. And that's the jet stream. It, you know, essentially what it is it's a river of air that about 40,000 feet above us. I mean, I've known about the jet stream since I was very small, because my grandfather was a B-29 pilot in World War II. So he was one of the first to discover the jet stream and fly in it, because that was the highest ceiling plane at the time in the 40s. So I learned a lot from him about that. Also, I learned he was a pilot for decades, but he said basically never, ever, 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 and I think I'm missing a never, ever there, have your seatbelt off when you're sitting down in an airplane.
Well, that alone is good advice. And I'm sure, that said, there's nothing you can do other than that in terms of as a passenger. You just got to deal with it. But it's nice to know, at least if you're flying to Charlotte and it gets bumpy, that's normal.
Yeah, And there are other routes, and some of them are, you know, some of the other ones that are bumpier, LaGuardia to Portland, Maine, which I've done. You go over the mountains twice and that. Boston to Syracuse, Boston to Philadelphia. I don't know what Boston to Philadelphia has, and the AccuWeather meteorologist really couldn't say. But, you know, there are, it's interesting that all but one of the top 10 are in the Northeast, basically from Charlotte to Portland, Maine, and over to Syracuse. Those are the most turbulent routes.
Read all about it, the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Goff, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Buckle your seatbelt.